League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What up? Welcome back to another episode of Squadcast Versus. We got the OG squad here, and we got a special guest, Jasmine W. Bam, 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 bam.
Jasmine.
What was that?
What was that?
That's the wildest thing Jasmine has probably done in the last 2 years.
She was in a rock concert.
If you watch my YouTube, you know what that is.
Oh, that's an inside joke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Jasmine is talented, man. Learn something from her. And married, too.
And she's married, too.
Learn two things from her. Because, man, he still be smiling.
Both episodes.
Every time I see him, he be like, man, nah, she's still going for it.
This
time I told her it was the pandemic.
Crazy. We have a house. Ooh.
I have a house.
Did y'all been having a house?
Like, I was like, dang, I never had that.
She had another. She said,
like, what?
We have a house.
But wait, Meg, let me see your hand.
Boom, girl.
Oh, that's beautiful. But if you were married, wouldn't you have a band on it?
I would, wouldn't I? Unless I was trying to hide it from people.
The call out.
This doggone centrifuge. Are you married or not? Just tell me what jokes I can use.
I don't know.
If you're married, it ain't going to hit the same.
I know. I might be. Your
ammo is out.
Yeah, I'm not.
Got to figure out something else.
Her way or nothing. She be calling me fat every day. If I do, it's fatphobic. I'm going to just call you fat. Just like you do me.
Do
you're fat. You're fat. Okay, I can't. Actually, I felt myself getting canceled on Twitter when I said it.
Okay.
Kevin calls women fat.
Kev felt the phone go
shame.
Up.
Body shame. Kev be out here body shaming.
Body shamer. It's because of safe, self-hatred.
Almost got hilarious.
Almost canceled you.
I don't think Kev, I don't think you guys are fat. Y'all are medium.
No.
Y'all are
Jasmine,
like average body
I am
size.
Definitely fat.
Extra medium.
I'm just there's people fatter
extra
than me,
medium.
But I'm also in the committee. Mm-hmm. I'm in the group. I can't be trying to get out.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna get lipo though, so I'm okay.
I thought about doing that. Funkmaster Flex did, and he
you
like
should.
Did it live.
Why wouldn't you do it?
No shame.
I just don't. I vacillate between lipo and loving myself.
Yeah,
me too.
I don't think about exercise. That's out.
I don't
I'm about
get it.
To do this
right.
Eat right and work out.
If doctors figured out how to suck fat out, I don't get why it's not more popular. Why do we make fun of my
I think my
flex?
Main thing is I don't want to hear people say I took the easy way out.
That's so? But you did. That's fine.
Yeah.
I know, like, what's the point of getting money and then doing stuff hard? Nigga, take these titties down and make my stomach small.
There you go.
Easy. Yeah, that's
what's the first thing you would get done is the stomach or the breast?
Man boob removal surgery.
No, you know, that's
that
like,
is a destruction of my confidence.
No, there's a condition called, I think it's like gynecomastia.
It is a real, it's a medical thing, and you guys are really going against my HIPAA.
Nah. No, because the guys, who have that condition be having those big ass nipples.
Yeah.
And you don't like have that.
Yeah, you don't have that.
Well, my nipples are regular size.
Yeah, they're regular.
You just got
puffy tits.
Yeah. You got
puffy tits.
The way white people say tits.
Tits, it's like
nice
a,
tits.
It's like both T's are capitalized. Yeah. Hey, look at those fat tits.
Just the way white dudes say that, I'd be like, man, y'all make it weird when you say it like that. Titties
that's
is more
say
like,
to you. That's why you feel weird.
Hey, Kev, show us your tits. What? Show us your tits.
White dudes show also be us. Smacking each other in the nuts all the time.
Kev be like, yeah, long as you don't want my tots.
Kev, does your wife suck on your tits?
Low-key, no, she doesn't. But I don't think I'd mind. I think men should explore all facets of sexual
like,
stuff.
I don't like my
take patriarchy
though.
Out of it.
It ain't even about the patriarchy. I don't.
But
I just don't get anything out of it.
A lot of nerve endings.
Yes, man. Let the gooch.
From it.
I like a little gooch tickle.
What?
Yeah, bro. It's a very sensitive area.
I be like coochie tickle or
gooch, nigga. You know what it is?
Perineum. Perineum.
A gooch tickle.
It is perineum. I'll enjoy a little gooch tickle. I ain't gonna hold you.
I've never ever explored that.
On the handy, you don't say, hey, listen. Visit the little perineum.
You got all them nipples and you ain't never had
Never. I am not a fan.
Why? Have you tried
it? I get nothing out of it.
So you have tried it?
In college, yeah.
Oh, people like to put it in college.
That's
to make
what
it okay.
You find out what you like in college.
Tried what? The Gucci tickle?
Yeah, like in high school, you hunch it, you have to do it fast. You got to get in and get out. You don't have time to
explore
those
options. Getting your nipples licked isn't gay. Sucked is weird because they cup it. That's funny. But I mean,
I didn't say anything about
that. What?
He said he don't like the way it feels.
He said he got
no pain. A lot of pain. No, I said I want him. All I said is I wouldn't mind. I don't care. I'm free with my wife. It don't matter. If I like it, do it.
Yeah.
And I'll be on the bottom, too, and I'll be like this.
You're always on the bottom.
Yeah,
you better not lay on top of Melissa. You would kill her.
I ain't going to hold you, bro. Seriously, sometimes you be on top, and I'd be like, this is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
When men start making money, they don't get on top. They be like.
That's right.
You get so lazy. Mm.
Nah, man, you should work for earn your keep around here.
What?
You gonna kill that nigga? You get on top, man.
You see how hard Jasmine laughs? She was like, you "Earn that truck."
Sure. Hey, have y'all seen that TikTok where the girls say what I look like on top, and it starts with the, you seen that?
Yeah.
And the girl's eye came out, and the dude caught it. I was like, "Yo,
the water bottle."
Yeah. I'm like, yo, what is wrong with y'all? Bro, TikTok, dark comedy reigns supreme on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't care nothing about all them rules on Twitter. TikTok kids be like, bro, shut up. We are 17. We're going to ruin our life later
early
now. I'd be like, y'all can't say this, but please continue.
No, they did one. Did you see the one that's like smashing doing slavery? He was like.
Wait, I know
why
did
you take an inhale?
It stinks. You're not taking a shower.
You know what? I'm done.
That started as a King of the Hill meme of Bobby like this. Oh. They were hitting it from the back.
Oh
my God.
The dude on TikTok, I posted this on my page a little while ago. He was, you couldn't see his whole body. And the girl was like, oh, you got big biceps. Show me your legs. And he walked by with nubs.
No
I was
way.
Like, ah!
Yeah. But he made that video.
No, he made.
Yeah.
I loved
it. Yeah.
It was him. I was like, yo, he has a lot more videos like that.
Yeah.
He said, when you at your girl's house and you find socks, and then he pulled up his prosthetic leg, he was like, no.
Socks?
Wow.
Damn.
Bro, making yourself the butt of the joke, regardless of whatever, is so
just beat
funny,
people
bro.
To the punch, man.
What you gonna do if he made that joke about himself?
It's the Eminem of it.
You can't beat him to it. That's why 8 Mile was so good.
That's why 8 Mile was so good.
That's
absolutely.
Why the Falcon didn't know what to say when Eminem said that. He was like, I'll be a superhero, man.
I'm just going to be an Avenger.
By the way,
forget this
spoiler
rap
alert, I don't know when this will come out, but one of the funniest things about Falcon and Winter Soldier ever is this nigga, the new Captain America, fought the Dora Milaje. They beat that nigga into a super serum. He was like, should I take it? I don't know. The black woman beat him up. He was like, they weren't even super soldiers. That nigga took that serum in the next scene.
Yo.
They beat the brakes off him, didn't let him keep the shield. He was like, I'm not finna be getting up, beat up by no regular black women. I know that much. Nigga was really in deep thought, like, they really whooped me and then left me my shield.
Bruh.
Nigga really with no power.
No
he
power.
He was like, I'm not
finna
lose
skill.
No black women.
Power.
No.
Just skill.
Just skill.
That's the skill of a black woman, okay.
Yeah, niggas with the bald heads was not with the game. Nigga, you do not want to see them.
That's
he put his hand on her shoulder. She was like.
I saw that meme.
Yeah. Oh, it was great.
Spoiler alerts.
Oh, you ain't seen it?
I'm a little behind on that.
That didn't really spoil the story.
It sounds action-packed.
Yes, it does.
You can only watch this stuff forever.
That's true.
You didn't see Avengers for like 2 years.
Okay, but that doesn't mean you can just
I said spoiler alert.
What's he going to do? Cover his ears?
Yeah.
Next to you?
Spoiler alert, though.
What is the Falcon and the Eagle? What is y'all talking about?
It's on Disney.
That's a Walmart version of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That was a children's book.
You tell Jasmine don't watch
they were best
nothing.
Friends.
She didn't know what you were talking about for 3 minutes.
The Falcon and the Eagle.
What is the Eagle in Summer Solstice?
Jasmine is just a fed up auntie. She don't care about what are y'all talking about?
Y'all better marvel these dishes. I know that much.
Okay.
I know about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Right.
If it ain't concerning them, it don't concern me. Amen.
That was really funny to
Falcon
hear.
And the Eagle.
You were good on stage.
Oh, my God.
Listen, let's jump into this first topic right after this.
Man, let me tell y'all what happened. My auntie then went over my mom's house, right? And she saw the picture I got my mom at Paint Your Life. And now she's like, oh, I just wish I had a son to do something sweet like this for me. You got three daughters. Any one of them could do something sweet like this for you. Now I have to get my aunt a picture at Paint Your Life. But because I'm getting her one, I want to take the opportunity to tell you guys about it. When I first heard about Paint Your Life, I thought, man, this is a great idea, but it's got to be super expensive. And I was wrong. I was dead wrong. You hear me? This is truly an affordable and cherishable gift that anyone can get or give. I promise you. Listen, you get a professional, okay? Professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price. And listen, you get to choose from a team of painters. Okay, and you work with them step by step until the whole process is complete. And let's say that you want to get a picture of your grandparents, and then a picture of you, and then a picture of your parents, but they're all on different pictures. It doesn't matter. You send all those pictures in, and you talk with your artist, and they will work with you to make sure that you love every detail of this painting. It does not matter how many pictures you send in. You're going to get this done. This makes perfect birthday gifts, wedding anniversary gifts, wedding gifts. This is something that's super meaningful, super personal, and can be cherished forever. You guys need to get on this right now. Paint Your Life is the move, okay? And right now is a limited time offer. Get 20% off your painting. That's right. 20% off. You heard right. And guess what? Guess what? What I'm going to say? What I'm going to say? Y'all already know. Say it with me. Free shipping. Because that makes a difference. It absolutely makes a difference. To get this special offer, text the word CAST. C-A-S-T to 64,000. That's CAST. C-A-S-T to 64,000. Again, text CAST to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most.
First topic of the day. What's worse, living through a zombie apocalypse versus living through the purge?
The one night thing?
Yeah.
One night of each.
Zombie apocalypse means that's life now, ain't it?
Yeah, I don't think it can't just be a one-night thing for zombies, man. Like, they just going to get up at 8 and be like, all right, let's go.
The Purge can't really be a one-night thing. Like,
it is.
People
movie,
to murder and kill.
Oh,
and
but
then
it's,
for
one night
go, right?
It's one night a day. I mean, one night a year, right? Yeah.
But still, it's not going to go back to normal the next day. People die.
Right.
You got 12 hours to handle that business, my
and
boy.
And same with zombies? They just
nah,
all die?
Zombies is probably be worse.
But
like, I feel like zombies... Like, zombies, you have a better chance. If you stay in the house, board up your windows and stuff like that. But the Purge, somebody's looking for you.
There's always, the thing about the zombie apocalypse and all apocalypse stories, you eventually find out humans are worse than whatever the monster is. Mm. That's like the whole thing of The Walking Dead. Like, it's really the non-zombie humans that make life harder.
Yeah.
The zombies are just like, nigga, we are zombies. You know what we're about. Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, yo, zombies are so wasteful. Because zombies will be eating somebody, and then they see somebody else, and they be like... And zombies be like brains, but
he was so fat, he was mad at zombies for not finishing their plate.
All right.
Just go and eat somebody
like, why
else.
Why y'all not walking around with Tupperware, my nigga? Like,
how dare you? Listen, nigga, look at that bone.
Zombie
to okay,
hey, listen. You left so many meat on that nigga.
Yo.
Look at all the meat left on that nigga.
And they don't know what they want to eat. They always saying brains, but every time you see a zombie, they're eating the guts. You're like, bro, you don't even know what you want to eat, bro.
What was happening when you were watching The Walking Dead?
Right.
That you were upset about the zombie eating habits. This nigga's gonna go for the gut.
Damn.
You know the good meat is in the thigh. Oh my God, I can't.
Wait, hold on. Do zombies wait?
They so wasteful. Y'all ain't never thought about how wasteful they
no.
Be. Bro, they'll take one bite and be like, oh, somebody. Like, this thing ain't even
you
all the way
there. Stage. If you
I
ain't...
am. I did it in San Diego. I did it in San Diego.
Oh, so you try to work out material
yep.
on this?
Yeah, everywhere.
Don't use us like
everywhere,
that.
Everywhere, my nigga. Yeah. You bought it.
But you, that was great, though. You don't even have to get
that
in.
That's really true.
That's
wait,
a great
wait a minute.
In.
Do they need it? Okay, so wait. Zombies are dead, so why do they eat? They don't need that to stay alive.
It depends on what you're watching, but most of them, the most line of thing is their core... brain function is just eat. Like, it's hunger.
Oh,
instinct.
Yeah.
They say they don't even be hungry. They just be eating because.
Oh,
it's,
so they don't need it. They just want it.
But
really
why are they never fat then? They always look malnourished.
That is
like running on.
Because they always walking.
Because
they
they're dead.
Sleep. They always walking.
You know so zombies mean? are technically working out. They're like
they
looking at the Fitbit nice. Like, nigga, I have a great day. 17,000.
I did walk from New York to Venice.
That's probably why, though. They be hitting. They be
They only got steps on one side.
Okay.
That's funny. That sucks more for the person getting eaten, though. Like, if you get, like, bit twice and then they leave, and you're just like, dang.
And now you got to wait to turn. Like, fuck.
Yeah,
now you finish the job. Fuck, nigga, gonna bite me and leave, bro.
If zombies ate the whole thing, zombie apocalypse would run out.
Because you need
to just do a couple bites.
You got to have enough. Human leftovers for them to keep going.
But they're not thinking about that. They're not thinking about self-preservation. They just be like, oh, nigga, more black thigh meat. Let me get that.
That is a very interesting thought.
Black thigh meat.
You think zombies were like, black people taste better because of all the salt intake. If I was a zombie, I'm not going to eat no white people. They ain't been eating nothing seasoned.
That nigga meat, though.
That nigga meat probably hit different.
The first zombie to eat a black person was probably like,
woo, nigga, I need some. Water.
Oh my God!
Oh. This is busted.
Damn,
that is definitely being added to the joke.
Oh my God. Not this Tony Thatcher's black people
out of Beverly Hills,
south of the 10,
Inglewood.
Oh my God!
Oh, South Central, really? No, but they would want like suburban black people because black people in the hood too tough. They be like,
they've been through.
It's pretty gamey.
Yeah.
Gamey.
Middle class black. The zombies having a meeting like, what should I? Last night, I had a middle class black family. Oh my God.
Flavorful, Tinder.
Baldwin Hills. If you just hang a left over the kid.
Yeah.
No, not Inglewood, South Central.
Yeah.
Baldwin Hills, though.
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yeah. Imagine a zombie biting a black person to South Central and his teeth falling out. Like, nigga.
Oh my God.
Nigga be like, you tried it, though.
To hear as a zombie would still have no side tooth.
You know what? Is that actually a tooth missing? I thought it was just a space.
No, he had a tooth there.
No. Wait, did you lose it in like a fight?
No.
They removed it, and at the time I didn't have health insurance to like get the post and get another tooth. So
wait,
I was,
why
like,
did they remove it?
Because it was
broken, acting up. Yeah. It went to detention.
That nigga was
wait,
in there.
How did it break?
Man, why are we doing this right now?
Jack,
no, my nigga,
really
it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, man! It's your birthday for like 4 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about that right now?
I never thought about that.
Off-camera conversation, my nigga.
All right.
She want to know the heart. But tell me about the extraction thing. How long
you
before did you not be able to eat? Anesthesia, tell me about it. Was it local or...
Man, like you ate your tooth.
Well, there's no food here. So.
She turned that into a joke.
She did. She's pretty good.
Learned to be funny.
Yeah.
Because when she first here, she was like, spreadsheets. I hope I can keep this job. I don't want to work at Maestro's anymore.
Tired of these Quest bars.
You guys want Quest bars?
I got some Quest bars.
I used to work for Quest.
She had like 3 jobs when she started working at All Day.
I still kept them that first month. I was like, I don't know what's going to happen here.
Listen, I was still at the jail.
Right.
I was still at the jail.
You going to the jail to All Day?
Yeah.
I was still seating tables at Mastro's.
Were you a nice waiter? I feel like you would have an attitude.
No, I was a hostess. I sat people.
Oh, you hosted? They're like, welcome to my shows. Today's top 10 topics. Little baby got to do about it. Hey, man, I just want to sit down.
Hosts are never nice.
I was really nice. Because they would pay you money if you was nice. So I got extra cash.
They slip you tips?
Absolutely. Nice they want a nicer steakhouse. Table. Yeah. You don't have a reservation? Sorry, nothing's here. Slip me $100.
Really?
Yes, the table just opened up.
I need to think about that.
Yeah. They'll help you out.
I don't really have that problem no more because I do most of my reservations on open table. But
no, but still, even still, you should always, if you're looking to get a table and they like tell you nothing's available, give the hostess a tip. She will find you a table, boo. And you know what else happens? If you give her a tip, she'll put it in your record. So anytime you book on open table or you book a reservation at that restaurant, under your profile, it'll say, they put, yeah, it's little codes. They might put like 2 letters or something and that says this is a good, like a tipper, like always help them.
I don't know if that's still the case. Now I feel like that might have been it. I feel like you do it now. They be like, "You think you could buy me, asshole?" Like I just
no. They tell you that.
Yeah, because he tried to tip them beef jerky.
Okay.
That was a little pause there. You weren't sure about
it. I was searching. Why did you have me a packet of Jack Leeks? I want a new table. I don't want beef jerky though.
He slipped it to a butcher. It's like, you give me the best meats. So you, sir, you don't have to put no one in here.
That I would
go
do.
Go at it over the beef jerky.
You said what?
We used to get snack deliveries and niggas used to get really go at it over beef jerky.
The beef jerky was always the first thing to go.
Six
the first
packs
day
of beef jerky.
Who was that? It was never me. I had two slices of beef jerky my entire career there.
But yeah, people would put it in their desk.
Yeah.
You could just see it and people, like, they would pile it up. Denzel did it.
Yeah. Let's put it to a vote, man. Zombie apocalypse versus The Purge. What y'all going with?
Which is worse?
The Purge. The zombie's worse. I feel like The Purge, if you ain't got really beef with nobody, I don't know why somebody just be like, I'm finna kill you personally. Mm-mm. And you could do the, what are those things? The, like, quiet room? Panic room. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, if you ain't got no beef with nobody and you have a panic room, you probably can
panic
survive
room,
the night.
Bro, they but just set the whole house on fire.
Yeah, a person can get past the panic room before zombies. Zombies don't think. They'll just be outside all day.
Yeah, the person, oh, yeah, got a panic room? All right, light everything up. Let's just set it up.
Dang, I never
I would really, always
I,
do.
That was always my answer for The Purge. Here. I never thought about that.
Unless that panic room is underground and it has an entrance to an underground exit, like you would be stuck.
Also, what are we talking about?
I thought about all of that.
I don't know where that where
I thought about everything.
I
know which one
that
of my neighbors I would kill first if a zombie apocalypse happened.
Gosh,
you know?
Right.
Why would you go? See, this is what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
A zombie
absolutely
apocalypse, you go and kill don't, humans.
Yeah, yeah,
why do you think about that?
Because they already got the truck. They already got the 4x4 truck. And I'm like, all right, that's what I need.
Why
can't
you just steal it?
Oh, so you want me to go to another, you want me to go to a lot, risk being bit to try to get the truck? Nigga, just cast your vote.
But you're...
This nigga murdered a human when the zombie apocalypse started. The first nigga
bit
him.
2 hours into the zombie apocalypse.
Get down and lay down.
Everyone on the news is like, don't worry, it's not that crazy yet.
I'm already loading it up. I'm ready to go. Knock it off.
He like, wait, y'all got a deep freezer full of meat?
James, come outside for a second.
Right. I need that deep freezer of meat. Yeah.
He just cleaned out
he
the pantry.
His neighbor didn't even know there was a, he ain't even seen the news yet. He was playing
2K. He still sleep. He worked nights. He still sleep. I be saying when he come out, he worked nights. I got it.
You could have just asked for the keys to the truck.
Oh, nigga, no.
What if he just emptied the fridge and just brought it back to his house? Just like, it's just a food run? Come on.
Catch your vote, Pat.
Zombie apocalypse. Oh, did I
always zombies over people.
Okay.
It's worse. Yeah. You're saying it's worse?
Oh, no.
Zombie apocalypse is zombies and people that you got to worry about.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, I guess that is true.
Yeah. It's a twofer.
It's a twofer.
What you going with, Kev?
Zombie apocalypse in the middle of a purge.
Okay.
Zombie apocalypse is worse because I got guns. Don't come try to kill me at a purge.
But a purge is just 24 hours, no laws, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the purge is way worse. I don't think you guys are taking into like consideration all the nuances because people
you sound like a rich white woman. Right
people want to kill you just because because you black. People will come steal from you. Your insurance ain't gonna cover shit because they like it's the purge. We ain't covering your house getting broken into and people like there. That's
they cover
way
zombies?
Worse. Well, I mean, the thing about it is if there's a zombie apocalypse, probably not, but we can kill the zombies. All we got to do is come together. The purge is not people coming together at all.
People don't come together. Can
Jasmine,
we even try to come
there's
together?
There's not a zombie apocalypse right now. We can't come together.
I know, but what I'm saying is the purge is what your next door neighbor could be just racist and hate you for no reason. You guys are just thinking about enemies.
See, I guess because I'm going to have a whole arsenal of weapons. I'm okay. I'm licensed. So I'm licensed to kill. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna say
zombie apocalypse. That's me. That's what I'm going with.
I'm going with the purge. That's what
purge versus. All right. Looks like the zombie apocalypse has it though. So
zombie.
Yeah. So we're gonna jump into this next topic right after this.
What's up, guys? It's your boy To Hear More, and I'm here to tell you I have a public service announcement. The new Lawnmower 4.0 is out. You heard right. It is out and it's available for purchase in the U.S. and Canada. The team just confirmed it. They putting it out to the masses. Now, I already had it because, you know, I got a little inside plug. I do my thing. But I'm here to tell you, this right here is going to change the game, baby. I got two words for you. Eggshells. That's right. Smooth as eggshells. If you know, you know. Now, as I said, I'm one of the first people to try it. And like I said, guys, eggshells. You talking about the smoothest balls. The smoothest balls. My balls are a smooth criminal. I caught them moonwalking when I woke up. I say, hey, what are y'all doing? Get back over here. Listen, the new multifunctional on-off switch can engage into a travel lock, all right? Created for people who are always on the go, people on the travel like me, okay? I can't tell you how many times my trimmer has turned on while I'm traveling. I get back to the hotel, and I got nothing. It's nothing. But now they got this travel lock, man, come on. That's what I've been waiting on. And you talking about sleek? Oh, baby, they got the matte black finish on this bad boy. The matte black with the gloss finish. That's what I like right there. Not just that, they give you all type of guard sizes. You got 1 through 4. And not only that, you get a 4,000K LED spotlight. On and off, okay? On and off. That's what I'm talking about. So you can see everything that's going on down there. And of course, it's waterproof. They ain't gonna go backwards. They only gonna make it better. Well, tell you here, how can it get better? I know that's what you're asking at home. I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna get better. How's wireless charging sound? That's right. Boom! Game changer. Wireless charger with the Lawnmower 4.0. Listen, you need to get in on this. 20% off, free shipping, the 4.0, manscaped.com. Go there right now. Enter in the promo code SQUAD, SQUADD, and get you free shipping. 20% off, and the brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Tell them your boy sent you. There's no way to actually say that, but you can try. Use an NBA or something. You know what? Just get the Lawnmower.
Second topic of the day, we have what's better, original Pringles versus original Fritos?
I don't get the hate that Fritos gets.
I don't get it either.
They just think, Kev, all right, enough of you, Kevin.
Fritos are fire.
All right.
Fritos are fire. We don't explain this at all.
Fritos are fire.
Let's not even explain it. You don't even need
the other flavors that come with, like the chili cheese. You don't even have to put that on the flavor.
You said original is better than chili cheese?
I don't know if it's better, but it's good.
It's bomb. No. You can just imagine whatever flavor you want it to be. You can just add it.
Imagine
what the hell? Because it's plain. It's just plain. It ain't wrong.
No, if you think about it, Fritos taste like feet. Like they if you imagine like feet.
Who's eating feet?
What?
Those are. What do you mean? So good. Like they're corn chips.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Feet.
Fritos. You can shake them like dominoes and everything while you eating. You can just. How you doing?
Why are you shaking dominoes?
Who shakes
in one
dominoes?
Hand?
Right. Who shakes dominoes?
Dominoes.
You mean dice?
You can only fit dice. Two. Oh, I'm like dominoes.
Wait, how are you washing dominoes? All right, y'all. Who got big six? It's like bread. It's a glass table, sir.
I eat my Fritos like I hold dice. Okay, I shake it and I just hold it until I'm ready.
Why do you even shake it? What does that do?
I don't know. It's something about the seasons. I don't like them just standing there and just getting straight on my hand. Then you got Frito hand. You know what I'm saying? You got to shake it so they stay loose.
That don't make no sense.
This is weird. The last variety pack that I opened, I went Fritos first. And everybody said something. Oh, wow. And I was like, yeah.
I will gladly take the original Pringles over Fritos any day.
Absolutely.
Why?
Any day. Because they don't stink.
They taste good.
They're like so boring and plain. And
you got to eat your Fritos fast and they won't stink.
Boring and
no, they're
too.
Not. Their corn chips is different.
You got to eat them fast to hear. You can't just be standing out there with Fritos just out there like that. No, you got to eat them fast and they won't stink.
Every time you burp, you're going to smell it.
Oh, my God.
And how fast are you eating these chips?
That's why I shake so much. You need probiotics.
Damn.
Why you burping like that after eating?
He coming for your gut
shake
health.
Your chips. That's why you gotta shake your chips.
I don't know what y'all talking about. They stink regardless. I'm not saying I'm burping every 5 minutes. I'm saying
I'm saying when I'll eat Fritos and I don't burp, it's fine.
You don't ever burp?
Not with Fritos, no.
I'm not saying that the Fritos cause the burp. I'm just saying if you burp, you're going to smell those Fritos, and they stink.
That's every chip, though, ain't it?
Yeah, yes. But nothing smells like the Frito inside of a mask. When you got the mask on you, you burp, you smell that? Oh,
they're adding a lot of variables.
That's what's going on right now.
You
got to
work on your gut health.
You
got to work on your gut health.
Okay?
And it's not worse than those super powdered ones like Doritos and like those chips. Takis, those make your breath smell.
That's what
like
I'm saying, yeah.
Those are yummy, yeah.
I like Takis. I take Takis over original Fritos.
Oh, you like Takis over the original Fritos?
Absolutely. Hands down, baby boy. How don't you? You don't?
They a little too heavy. They a little too heavy for I like my bland chips, like Cheerios.
You're admitting that they're bland.
I like because you can. It's levels to this game. To here, you start off bland and then you work your way up, dog. You don't just start.
Work your way up throughout the day.
Yeah.
with different chips.
I started with Cheetos. By the end of the night, man, ain't no telling. Sour cream might pop off. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling where I'll take it from there.
He has a lineup.
I need to know what your day looked like, that the chips are the most important and exciting thing.
I'm a little dude. Okay, I'll start with little things.
Wait, you ain't never going to grow if you don't eat no vegetables. You're here just a diet of chips. Okay.
Brent is 46. You talking about he never going to grow. What are you talking about?
I'm going to eat it. All these times.
You going to get a second chance at puberty?
I would like my Fritos with lime, please. I need my vegetables now. I'm trying to grow.
Not a vegetable. That's a fruit.
I feel you, though, because you probably be high the other day. I got high and I had like a whole meal of chips. So you start off with the appetizer was the Lay's.
Now you feel me, sis?
The entree was the Cheetos.
You gotta work your way up.
Separating them into courses?
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
You start off light.
That's not okay. That's not okay. I don't support that type of behavior at all.
What is a dinner chip?
No, baby. The dinner was Cheetos. Dessert was I had a little butter cookies.
Ooh, see, we could have snacks. We could have snacks.
This is the highest conversation I've ever heard in my life. I feel like you smoke your joints with like that little white extender thing. Like,
I don't smoke. I do edibles.
Oh, okay.
Fancy. Fancy.
I call them extracurriculars.
That's a good idea.
Must be getting wild. You guys ready for the extracurriculars?
She's doing gummies with chopsticks. She's just like, we're so cultured.
That's wild. What?
I've never heard that. That's completely new to me.
I don't understand like the hate on Fritos, but it's definitely not the best chip. Like
corn
I'll go
chips,
Pringles.
They just stink. Like
corn chips.
Yeah, I think
Doritos
all corn
too.
They taste
yes, they
good
do stink.
Though, to hear
the original. Yeah.
Will be another example. Like even tortilla chips.
Now tortilla chips don't because you can get flour or corn with those, right. But they
don't
smell.
The corn ones. They don't.
Yeah,
smell?
Yeah, they don't smell.
It's just because it's like extra oil and extra salt on the Fritos that make them.
That's what it is.
Stink.
I don't know what it is, but they
sticking sometimes.
Okay, you never went to the ice cream truck and it was like, can I get some chili cheese Fritos? And then they give you a regular plain bag and then they open it up and put some hot ass chili and cheese on the side of it.
Yeah, I've seen
that's
that.
Really good.
I've never had that.
But
before.
I mean,
it sounds amazing.
That's why. You see? So you start with that.
But you added two other things.
Because those chips are trash by themselves.
But you, who is using Pringles for anything outside of
that's
the
what I'm saying? They so good, you don't need to use them for nothing else. They're a standalone champion. Ooh. What are you talking about? It's a solo game.
Why would anyone want a plain Pringle when you can have the sour cream or any other flavor?
If you got two options of the plain Fritos or the plain Pringles,
plain Fritos every time.
That's you crazy as hell, girl.
There's just nothing. You can't even, like, nobody dips it. Like,
it's perfect. It's perfect.
And they
slice.
Break. No, and that little tube do not keep them from breaking. Them things is broken.
It's like
all
eating tissue.
The time.
All chips are broken.
Pringles is like eating tissue.
Pringles are classy as hell.
They're
that's
good,
why,
but
that's
they're
why
really thin. Like, they are thin. Like, they break down your mouth.
They're
when
innovative.
You get to the end of it, you don't have chips.
Like you said, they break in your mouth. Nigga, that's called chewing.
Before you bite.
I meant people with actual teeth to hear.
No, when you put it in your mouth before you go.
Right.
Like that, they already broken.
That part.
Really?
Your
tongue, is that strong?
Yes.
You don't see the can at the end of it. They not even all chips at the end. It just look like broken window pieces.
That's at the end. That's every
like,
bag of chips.
That's every bag of chips. And you get it right there.
Y'all
you
giving Pringles
like
too much hassle.
And that is, and I hate over there when you try to like carry them. Who wants to carry a tube of chips with them? You can carry a smaller bag.
It's so they can stack.
What are you carrying them
who's
to?
Why are you stacking them? No, like you can't put them in your bag. That's like
you put them in a Ziploc bag.
You stack them so you can put more in
there. They gonna crush.
I never thought about it.
The bag is just
I never looked about the travel ease and Pringles. I just
mind blown. The tube is so you can put more later on,
and so you don't have the complaints about there's all mostly air in it. You know,
right.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Because you open
I feel
up
like you just winged that. I think you winged that last part.
No, I don't know Pringles, but I did look up Pringles.
I'm sorry. Who is emptying a Pringles canister and putting more Pringles in that same canister?
That's what I...
Wait, what?
You said so you could put more chips in it if you want. You can stack it
not
in there.
Not more chips. I mean, like, amount-wise. Like, in a bag, you can just put as many, and then you have to leave the air so that they don't go stale. But then in the Pringles...
The air's not for the stale. The air is to keep the cushion in there.
The air is so they can fool
you into think you getting more chips.
I thought it was to keep them from going stale.
No. Air makes your chips stale. They seal it. They vacuum seal it with that so that the bag doesn't crush.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought you had read that they put a certain amount in there.
I thought your logic. They sound good. They sound good. They sound like he did research and Googled
it. I was with it. Meg be talking like she know everything. She don't know everything.
I don't know everything, but there's some things I do know, and then other stuff I don't know. I be winging it, and y'all be believing it, so I just keep saying it.
I don't. I be calling Meg on stuff. Like, that don't sound
but
right.
But you be stuttering through it, so nobody believes you.
That's right. Ooh, Pat Wright?
Thought that your potato chip bag was puffed up with air. The cushion is actually nitrogen gas. Chip manufacturers fill bags with this preservative gas to help keep chips fresh.
Damn. Nitrogen?
But she was right. If it was regular air, the chips would soggy and spoil. So it's not air, but that stuff in there is keeping it fresh.
The nitro?
So shut up, man.
I wasn't wrong, stupid.
Maybe that's why Tahir be burping after he eats.
Right.
First of all, Jasmine, that wasn't necessary to bring back up.
Yes, it was, girl.
Don't do that. She said you ain't married. Shut up. Where's your band at, sweetheart?
I never.
Yeah,
bad.
She did diss the band.
Oh, God. Yeah.
It's toxic, man.
Fritos is way better than original Fritos any day of the week.
I used to get the low-calorie Pringles because those have a little taste to them, too.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
You are very fancy.
Good.
I like that.
Really good. It was
like a
light blue can.
What we going with?
Pringles.
Fritos. I'm going Pringles.
Pringles
has it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And we're going to jump right into this last and final topic right after this. Last topic of the day. We have what's worse, sleep sitting up or walk backwards everywhere?
Come on.
So like propped up or like literally in your bed just like.
Like you can't sleep down. You got to be up for,
yeah, you gotta
for the rest
like
of your life. You got to sit up.
Yeah,
sleep.
You got to back. Gas and reflux.
What if you flipped your position so your back was on the wall and then your legs were like propped up?
Nah, for some reason you have to be like this. You got to be like right here with it, or you got to be. Like
you can't just put your bed up against the wall and then just.
I mean, you can stand up, I guess, if you want to.
Or is it like if you have like a. Really?
That's terrible.
And those chucks, it's not convincing. Nah, this sucks. Yeah, it is.
I just did one lap. That was terrible.
You gotta have a mirror with you. You gotta hold your rear view mirror. Nah, I'm good, fam.
I'll take the sleep. That would be trash, though.
I'll take the sleep.
Because imagine getting chased by somebody and you guys are eye contact.
No,
like,
no. I'll take the walk. I'm gonna do the walk. Yo, you imagine the chase scene with two people running backwards?
A race? Like
no, I thought you were the only one. You're the only one on earth?
It's just you, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So when people are chasing him, y'all looking at him straight in the eye. You ain't gonna catch me.
Stop.
I would rather walk backward. I mean, I'm with sleep standing up.
Dang, that's trash.
Wait, sitting up or standing up?
I think that would be tough, like sleep standing up.
Sitting.
Wait, so what happens? So then, like, when you start bobbing, you just, like, wake up.
You're gonna
like,
have to get a coffin. You're gonna have to get a coffin.
Like, I gotta be sit. Dang, that's.
You gotta have, like, keep an airplane pillow on your neck at all times.
Do that.
But what about, like, vehicles, like cars, skateboard, snowboarding? You do that backwards, too?
Ooh, that's a good question. Man, I think it's just walking.
Just on foot?
Yeah.
That's weird.
So you get out of the car, close the door, you just be like.
No, yeah, I think if you got sleep, sitting up would be cold. Because, like, what if you just made love to your girl, right? She tired, you did good. And she knocked out. And then, like, in the middle of the night, she opened her eyes. Nigga, you sitting right up over her asleep.
That's creepy.
That's hella creepy. Okay. Yeah, so I think that would be worse.
You right.
Having the, yeah, you're right.
Did that's you the say
that's
that story?
The only reason why?
Right. What you have like,
that would be my biggest complaint.
You have, like, a lot of one-night stands. She don't know that you sleep sitting up already. Like,
but if I'm sleeping by myself, then nobody, I'm not embarrassed.
But you got to drop that info before.
If you're sitting in a chair and you fall asleep, like, it just look like you fell asleep in a chair.
Right.
It's not weird.
What if you at a game, like you play on a basketball team, y'all playing in Vegas, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just flew out, everybody knocked out at their hotel, you just up. Team just looking at you like you look weird.
No,
like,
you sleep in a chair. You don't have to stand up to sleep.
Why this nigga up sitting down sleeping at us?
On a bed is very creepy though. Because it's like an exorcist. You just...
Unless you like that chick and you got the glasses on the bed.
That's how
New York.
She just sitting down reading material out there.
Oh yeah, that's how people used to sleep in black and white movies. It would be
they have the thing, they have a headboard with the initials on it. And Bert and Ernie stuff.
And the pajamas back then had a hat included.
I never understood the hat.
I can't sleep without
about?
The hat.
It's like a I don't know, like
they never laid down. They had to sit up all the time.
Night Eugene. Night glasses. Eugenia Gladys.
No, I imagine if you had to walk backwards everywhere, like the back of your legs be all muscular and shit, like the your booty and your calves, it'd be
Because you'd be walking on your toes mostly when you walk backwards.
So that would
very toned legs.
It would just build the back up.
So instead of liking y'all booty, we would like y'all thighs from now on.
I don't know.
You see the quads on her?
It's dangerous. But it's no way possible you cannot look at her ass, though, if she's walking back with swords. You'd be like, all right, now, Shana.
It's dangerous, though. I don't see how that would work. If you had to go backwards everywhere.
No, what if you had those, like, on, you know, on the little bicycles, they put the little side view mirrors. That wouldn't help. You would have to, like, have, like, a necklace contraption.
That wouldn't help because you don't have to watch your wheels when you drive. Like, you have to watch your feet and, like, every little thing on the floor. It's not just
but you just tilt your little side view mirror down a little bit. You can see just the floor.
Man, that's
what if you had a cool walk, though? When it was, your backwards walk was
there's
striking.
No way possible you could have a cool backwards walk.
Limp with it. Limp with it.
There you go.
I don't like your cool walk.
I didn't like it.
I didn't like that at all. That's ridiculous.
I didn't really like it.
Oh, what's up, though?
That limp don't work going forward anymore anyways. Yeah, even forward ways. Like, I don't know anyone who's still doing this.
Right.
You see somebody be like, hey, you should get that checked out, my boy.
Right.
Yo video. Start dancing.
But you know, like, sleeping, sitting up is so uncomfortable. Like, it's the best thing in the world when you're tired and you get your pillow and you just like... And you lay out, like, you can't do that if you sleep sitting up. You can't.
You can hold your pillow.
But it's
not the same. I got some good sitting up sleep on planes, though. Like, hop on a plane after a crazy night.
How else would you be on a plane?
But I'm just saying, like, I've got some good sleep sitting up.
That's because your sleep apnea don't kick in until you lay down, and so you wasn't snoring all that energy away from
yourself. Not true. I definitely snore when I'm sitting down, too.
You also don't have a neck, and your shoulders keep you up to here. So you can sleep. You can probably walk around and sleep. You can be walking and sleeping.
Because you don't even need a neck pillow. You just rest on your shoulder.
I'm good.
A neck pillow would suffocate him.
Okay. Everybody got in on this one? Everybody? Anybody else? Anybody over there?
Your neck holds you up.
You want to add something to this, too? Did you want to? Justin,
neck.
Are you good?
Where did your neck pillow
go? Died on an airplane using a neck pillow this morning.
No, I just kind of like put it under my chin. I folded
the neck pillow under his chin.
Yeah, you wear yours backwards.
Yeah. That's not
oh, my gosh.
Thing,
I really do put my neck pillow backwards, y'all.
Huh?
Do y'all wear y'all neck pillow this way on a plane?
Yeah, most people
that
do.
Is so uncomfortable to me. I literally start putting it this way, and it is great. Cause
that
you,
sounds
your head,
better, yeah.
Your head don't go nowhere.
Because the other way, it feel like it's just pushing you.
That's what I'm saying, if you're feeling like pushing me forward. Oh, my gosh, try it. Try y'all's
I'm
neck
gonna try, I'm going to try it. I feel like it's dumb as shit, but
no,
I'm going
to
try it.
I'm little. I don't need – I'm that's a little perk. I don't need pillows. I just nestle
you
next
just
to whoever.
Damn.
I would knock the fuck
out. Brent looked like a baby blue jay. He just put a straw around his neck.
I have never heard a human say that word.
Nestle.
About a human.
Brent looks like a pigeon. He
stop
just
moving, Patrick.
Brent, you like purposely book middle seats all the time?
Right. It's insulation for him.
Hell of mad at me.
That sounds really nice, though. Like, wait, I wish I was little.
Flights be straight.
Right.
Flights be straight.
Brent be laying down in the overhead compartment. She's like, no, I'm good, actually.
I'm
going
to
I'll holler at y'all.
Okay.
You'd be so excited. You see two big dudes coming to your row. You'd be like,
oh, yeah.
That's my AirPods.
Pillows. Brent don't care about the middle, the arm seat, them armrests or nothing. Just be like, yeah, this is good.
He's so little, a big nigga just be like, all right, nigga, come on.
Get on in here. Get on in here.
Oh, that's good.
Teddy did that once. I woke up, he had his arm around.
On the plane or at home?
Really? On the plane.
Really uncomfortable. Like, I fell asleep. He was in his room.
No.
It's a hostile environment.
A hostile loving environment.
I feel like you're so little, you wake up in a bed a lot. You know how somebody fall asleep, like a baby will fall asleep and somebody just picked him up and put him in the bed. I feel like you wake up in a bed when you over somebody's
house. The homies come over like, oh, look a little B-dog.
I do wake up with new blankets on me a lot.
Yeah.
When I'm at somebody's house, how did I get here? I'll stay. I'll stay right
I'll
here.
I'll stay.
Oh, wow. Oh,
they love me.
This is dumb, man. All right, let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with? Sleeping, sitting up, or walking backwards?
Sleeping. Sleeping standing up is harder.
No, so sitting up.
Sitting
not
up.
Standing
sitting up.
Up
is harder. So yeah, I would rather walk backwards.
Okay.
I'll sleep sitting back. I'll sleep sitting up. I will not walk backwards.
Yeah. I'll sleep sitting up.
Yeah, dangerous. I would rather sleep sitting up.
Same. Sleep sitting up.
All right. Well, there it is, man. Looks like the sleeping sitting up has it. Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. We want to thank our special guest, Jasmine. Thank Kev on stage. We want to thank Pat. Meg for coming. Young Brent for sitting in for Kev while he made his food order. It's a lot. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Hey.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.